Hi, Karen.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program this morning. I want to get your thoughts on Governor Snyder's plan that could eliminate taxes for 95,000 businesses in Michigan. Many big corporations already do not pay state and local taxes, according to the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. We're going to have a representative from that entity on the program tomorrow, but this is a concern for you, correct, Karen?
Absolutely. We're very concerned, and we're also very disappointed that, as you were just talking about, the governor and the Republican leader in both the House and the Senate announced yesterday that they are apparently have reached agreement on an alternative proposal from the governor's original proposal. But that alternative proposal still does exempt about 95,000 businesses from paying any business taxes here in Michigan. And at the same time, it eliminates the earned income tax credit, which plunges 14,000 kids into poverty. And as you were mentioning, the changes to the taxing of pensions have been changed a bit. It's not simple anymore. But the reality is that seniors are still going to have their pensions taxed for the sole purpose of reducing or eliminating business taxes.
Well, Karen, we have heard from Governor Snyder and the administration that this pain that we feel with this budget deficit was going to be shared. But from this information that I have and that you and I have been talking about, it could appear that middle-income and lower-income folks are carrying the weight of this, where the big corporations are not chipping in. What's your take on that?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. We have struggled to find how this plan is shared sacrifice in any way. We have asked the question, where is the shared sacrifice that is coming from businesses? It is a $1.8 billion cut to business taxes here in Michigan, and that's being done without really any evidence or any promises, if you will, of job creation. The administration keeps saying, you know, we're going to cut taxes for businesses and it will create jobs. They don't know how many. You know, evidence shows that that's not the case. What we know is that businesses locate in states and stay in states where there's good roads, where there's good education and good schools, where there's affordable higher education, where there are parks for their kids to play in. And the governor's plan seems to run counter to all of that.
Well, that's not fair.
No, it is not fair, and that's what we keep saying. It's not fair, and it is particularly not fair for the low-income and middle-income families in this state, and they are the ones that have been struggling the most as Michigan slowly tries to climb out of this deep recession that it's been in.
How do we find that fine line where business pays its fair share, yet it's given an opportunity to grow, to create jobs, and to create more tax revenue for the state?
Well, there are certainly tax plans that are in place in other states that can serve as models. I mean, we don't want to be overtaxing business. We don't want to overtax anyone. And we talk a lot about a system that is balanced, a system that is fair, and understanding over time, lots of people have had to make sacrifices, have had to make cuts. We certainly want businesses to recover here in Michigan. We want to work towards a healthy economy. But slashing business taxes doesn't do that. Slashing services and programs and funding for schools, you know, that's all headed in the wrong direction. We need to invest in the things that are going to help our economy grow. And we know that that means investing in people. That means investing in preschool programs, investing in our elementary and high school programs, and then investing in higher education so that there is an educated workforce to fill the jobs that businesses need. What we're seeing instead is an approach of disinvestment, and that's something that's been going on for years here in Michigan.
So how do you anticipate this playing out?
Well, we're really, really concerned and extremely disappointed to see the three key leaders come forward and say there's agreement on this and to indicate they think they have the votes in order to pass it. You know, we're going to continue to do what we have been doing, which is to raise the point that this is very unfair, to talk about the kids that are going to be plunged into poverty. I think we're going to have thousands and thousands of people at the state capitol once again today protesting this plan. And so we continue to encourage people to speak up about it. We're really disappointed with what happened yesterday.
Karen Holcomb Merrill is the Michigan League for Human Services Policy Director. We're going to stay in touch with you, Karen. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.